But I'm saying, here I am, Ceylon, and praying that I'm laying something hot. Cause baby, it's cold outside, and even when it's not, it still is. Daily shorties ask me what the deal is. Not listening to they mama and them, cause they don't know what they talking about like Will is. I say what shorty desire be what real is. And when I first came to her, I was still wet behind the ears, so I was just a lame to her. I heard older cats lay claim to her and say they spit game to her, but they never put a name to her. So I called her desire, like so many street cards that I did for her. For her promises, little brothers did bids for her, and little sisters sacrificed their head for her. Even streetwise vets wind up dead for her. See, she will attempt to straight pimp you. You'll scream, fuck the world, but soon go limp too. She proclaimed that my steed was way off the rack. I had style, but it was the caddy I lack. With gangster white walls and a diamond in the back. I asked her, was she white or black? She said, neither one or somewhere in between. Plus, she was mean and had been seen in places where cats got big faces. Has made some trade in freestyles for free bases. I knew that my best friend was meddling, but I continued peddling. But I got arrested before I got rich, trying to make some scratch, like trigger fingers that itch. She told me she called me an ambulance if I ever called her a bitch. I tried to be online, but the Matrix had a major glitch. She said my style could never switch. I was her nigga for life. She said her peeps probably couldn't pronounce Malik Youssef, but they could pronounce us man and wife. So the script I attempted to flip, flop, flip-flop into backwards, no, in the back seats.